It's Weekend with Wiser, and if it's Saturday, it is the Arts Alliance Downtown Art Walk. And it goes from Grand Central District to the Warehouse Arts District to the Deuces. So let me walk you through some of the amazing places that you could enjoy. Sugar Cream Clay is going to have a handmade ceramics exhibit by Allie Case. St. Pete Artworks will feature 33 local artists. Morella Clamato Art Gallery has a fine arts exhibition, A Journey Through Portrait and Street Art. And at Aravella and Company, they're going to be showing prints and sculptures by Rachel Stewart. But that's not all. In the Grand Central District, Creative Clay's Good Folk Gallery has a summertime exhibit. The Work, W-E-R-K Gallery, is showing Hot Stuff exhibition. Speaking of hot stuff, there is a Hot Stuff Festival over in Largo this weekend. Please check the Let's Go Guide to find out more. Galvez Woodfield Fine Art on Central Avenue features 30 Tampa Bay artists. And the Clay Center of St. Pete, the Pottery Center, is hosting classes and workshops for all ages. So get into your inner artist. Well, let's move over to the Deuces Live District downtown. Uniquely Original Art is going to be showing Afrocentric art by local artist Catherine Weaver, and it's going to be hosting painting parties, drum circles, and other special events. Unfortunately, the Woodson African American Museum is closed for September Art Walk, but this month, if you did not see Give Us the Sun exhibition by Tracy Mims, you can see it when it reopens. Old Time Tradition on 9th Avenue South has an eclectic mix of traditional contemporary art pieces. So let's now head over to the Central Arts District. Let's start with the Morian Arts Center. Well, first of all, if you go on Saturday during the day, the Morian Arts Center is having their annual yard sale. Incredible finds. So if you like gentle treasures and art, do that. Later on, of course, when the Arts Walk starts, Zest, new work by Petticoat Paint, Iconic, Patricia Chloe Dedering, and Tropical Splendor, paintings by Elizabeth Berenice, are all on exhibit. Morian Arts Center and Glass Studios, just a cultural treasure, and we love them. The Art Lofts of St. Pete over on 5th Street North. Visit the Art Lofts artists, and this month's Splash is the new exhibition. Our friend Brandy Stark has a hand-wrapped wire metal pieces, upcycled works, and photography. Florida Craft Art is showcasing Heroes. The exhibit opens that day at 6 o'clock. 200 fine craft artists from across the Sunshine State are featured in the Florida Craft Arts. The studio at 620 will be hosting art exhibitions, film screenings, dance performances, poetry, and more. But we're not done with Saturday Art Walk yet in downtown St. Pete. Shapiro's Gallery will be showcasing, as always, 300 artists from blown glass to jewelry, wall art, home decor, yard out, Judaica, and more, just in time for Rosh Hashanah. And Vladimir's Collections is a place, if you like Russian art, antique souvenirs, that's the place to go. Well, there's also the Uptown Arts District. Articles, Fine Art in the Leslie Curran Gallery is hosting the Summer Break Exhibition. D Gallery over on MLK has emerging and mid-career artists from Latin America and Florida. And Glass of Life on 7th Avenue North will be showing live stained glass demonstrations. It's a wonderful glass studio. And of course, downtown St. Pete is known for its glass artists, from Duncan McClellan and the Chihuly to other galleries. And let's make our way over to WADA, the Warehouse Arts District, where it really happens. The Studio 521 at 4 Gats, fine art wood sculptures by Randy Colbeth, and featuring this week guest artist Jody Fuchs. You know, when you get over to the Warehouse Arts District, stop in and see our friends at the Foodies Lab. Apalulu will have its Saturday Art Walk paella party, and it's always a lot of fun to explore all of the different places to eat in that area. Lolita's has a place, and there's just so many things going on. So if you're hungry and thirsty, make sure you stop in at the Warehouse Arts District to fuel your cultural adventure. Over at the Minster Gallery, there's a variety of bold, colorful, and nature-inspired artworks in different mediums by Richard Minster. And the Duncan McClellan, one of our favorites, is a showcase for contemporary art by glass artists with a lush sculpture garden. The Factory at St. Pete, well, they have a remarkable selection of galleries and exhibitions and interactive storytelling activities. And you can always end up at the after party at Floridorama, always a lot of fun. At the Drew Mark Gallery in the Warehouse Arts District, this month's exhibit is Radiance and Rhythm. There's contemporary and abstract artwork from national artists. The Zen Glass Studio, yet another hotbed of incredible glass talent. They have hand-blown glass jewelry, glassware, marble, sculpture, figurines, wall arts, and more. Wild Space Gallery has a new Connect and Protect photography exhibition. The Eris Gallery is also over in the Warehouse Arts District, Six Star Studios, and Art at 400. I mean, it goes on and on. The Clay Co-op is always fun to go to. A lot of clay artists in town. And the Morian Center for the Clay right next door is showing Uncomfortable as I Am, a solo exhibition by Dakota Parkinson, and La Franja, solo exhibition by John Green. So, you know, between clay and glass and talent, this Downtown St. Pete rocks. And you know, the Shine Mural Festival is coming up in October. So as you're walking around this area, make sure to note all of the different murals. There will be more coming in October. The Arts Exchange. There are 30 resident artists in their studio upstairs and down, and you can shop the member marketplace on the plaza while enjoying live music. Check out Denise Cormier Mahoney, Glenice Thompson, Nancy Cohen's Gallery, Jenny Bleakley's Gallery, Nancy Norman, and the Softwater Gallery at the Warehouse Arts District, as well as MGA Sculpture Studio. Incredible working studio space. Five Deuces Gallery over on 3rd Avenue South. Another great place to visit. There's Jeffrey Barris Photography. There's Julie Hara in Design. Juan Alonso Studio, who this month is showing artist Tanya Figueroa. Artworks by AMR, Coster Costumes. I can go on and on and on. So, you know, it's an incredible second Saturday art walk. And as you know, Gulfport has an art walk as well. Pinellas Park has an art walk as well. So if you're interested in arts and culture, definitely downtown St. Pete is a place to be, and definitely this weekend is the place to be. And folks, listen, why not go downtown early and join the Florida Folk Show, 10 to noon at the Craftsman Gallery, where Peter Gallagher, Tim Valle, and the FFS Posse always has an interesting eco-sustainable conversation with great music. So it's Weekend with Wiser. Aloha, have fun.